If you want to tell the story about Abby, that would be really nice to hear.
Okay. gosh, she was just a little girl. About 5 years old, and I was looking out the kitchen window one day while I was doing dishes, and I noticed her dragging a bucket just about as big as she was across the yard to the feed cans, and climbing up, and just handful by handful, she was grabbing this feed and filling this bucket, and it, you know, just took her quite a while to get it, the bucket filled, and then she dragged it over and she sat it down beside another bucket that she'd turned upside down. And by this point, I'm intrigued. I watch her to see, you know, figure out what this kid's up to. And she went over to the gate and she could barely reach it, but she managed to open the latch and let one of the horses out, and one of her favorite. And she, you know, she led that old horse over. It was the ugliest horse that I have ever seen. It was white. Its hair was shaggy and hanging off of it, and there was bare spots on her. She was old and buck-toothed, and her eyes were sunken, and her flanks were sunken, and she was sway back. She was just ancient. That little girl spent about 30 minutes braiding the mane and putting beads in it and putting feathers in there, and she braided the tail and put ribbons in it, and then she took her watercolors and she painted designs on the hide, and she had glitter that she sprinkled all over her, and then she dragged the old horse over to the bucket and let the horse start eating, and she's pretty smart. She figured out a way to get the horse to stand still for her, and then she took the bucket that was upside down and put it beside the horse and just scrambled and climbed and crawled and dragged herself up onto the horse's back. And then I watch her carefully stand up, and then she pulls herself up majestically, and she raises her arms up over her head and in a circle, and then she brings them out gracefully, and she does a pirouette on one leg and the other leg out behind her, and all of a sudden I could see the circus. She was performing in a circus, and she became this daring sequined rider on her beautiful dappled pony, performing before the cheering multitudes, and the music was playing, and it was just beautiful. I felt privileged to be able to be in that world for just a little bit of Abby and that old horse, you know? watching them transform.
Yeah.
And
that's a sweet story.
It was sweet. My kids are kind of weird though. There was one day I was looking out the window and noticed all of them were just laying out in the yard completely still, frozen in these horribly grotesque positions. And I watch, and they don't move. And so I finally stick my head out the door and said, "What are you guys doing?" And I said, well, we were trying to see if we played dead, if we could fool the vultures into coming down. I don't know what they were going to do with the vultures once they lured them down. Anyway. I don't know. They're very strange kids.
But good kids.
I think so.
Yeah, I had when I was 6 years old, I got to go to Ireland for a summer.
And
live at my grandmother's farm. That was my mother's mother, and It was just for me, being, a city boy, it was just this wild adventure. And of course, the I made a lot of friends, but they were all mischievous. They would they knew that they had a city boy on their hands, and would do whatever it took to, embarrass or put him into situations that he shouldn't get into. And I had there were a couple of stories. One, I wanted to my uncle had cows, and he would milk them, and he would take the milk down to what they called the creamery, where they would pasteurize the milk, and then bring it back, and you could use it to make butter and things like that. And he did it in a donkey and cart situation. It was real slow, but that was the transportation that he had. I had seen one of the neighbor's kids riding a horse. So I was a real tiny kid, and I had said, "Can I walk the donkey out to the pasture?" And he would let me do it every once in a while, after he made sh didn't feel he felt that I was comfortable with the donkey. So one morning, two of my buddies come over as I'm walking the donkey out to the field, and so one of them says, "Why don't," he goes, "I'll hold the reins." He said, "Why don't you ride the donkey?" And I go, "All right, I'll ride the donkey." So they boost me up, and I get on the back of the donkey, and I've got the reins, and I'm not on the donkey for, and donkeys are not very fast animals usually. But they are if you give them a whack on their rear end,
Oh
which those guys did as soon as I got on the horse.
no.
And the thing bucked up, and I went flying, but the reins had gotten caught in my feet,
Oh
and the
no.
donkey just goes running off, and I'm down, I'm with
No.
my back on the ground just going, and my grandmother, I guess, was kind of like half looking at me, and then all of a sudden she sees her grandson just being dragged across the fields, and can't do anything to help himself. And
Oh
these two guys, these other two kids, are just laughing their rear ends off.
no.
And so my uncle, she yelled for my uncle, and he came running and got me out of the bind, which is what he had to do all summer long. It was just it was so funny.
Oh gosh, you're lucky you weren't hurt.
I know, I know.
Oh, well, no, I haven't seen him. I don't think I've ever seen a donkey move fast. He must have scared him when you were, that weight dragging behind him like
Yeah, I think
that.
so. Yeah.
Oh, nice voice. Did you ever figure out a way to get back at him?
I tried.